There goes the full-time whistle, Brendan, and it brings the curtain down on what's been a decent quarter-final. It's finished in victory for Niamh Connell, and deservedly so, some might say. Niamh Connell, 1 goal and 14 points to Glenfinn's 13 points. A case of job done, Brendan, but Niamh Connell certainly didn't have it all their own way.
They didn't have it all their own way, and you have to give great credit to Glenfinn in that respect. You know, they really put it up to them. Got a great start to the game. It came out, you know, and it, as you mentioned earlier, it took a Charles McGuinness goal to get Niamh Connell back into the game. Again, they came out in the second half and really put the challenge to Niamh Connell. But to be fair to Niamh Connell, they responded, you know, and as I say, that 10-minute period from the 4th to 13 minute where the Brick scored a point, Brendy McDyer scored a point, Jack McKelvey, I thought, in the next game for Niamh Connell scored a score, and then you had them 2-1 McGettigan points, followed by a Charlie McGuinness wonder point from out in the right wing here, you know. So Niamh Connell did enough. They'll know themselves and need to be better if they move on to the semi-final, that they'll need to do more. But listen, they met the challenge, and it works. Always going to, you know, you just know what you're going to get from Glenfinn. Their courage and their bravery today to go at Niamh Connell and really go for it has to be admired. At the end of the day, just you felt that Niamh Connell had that extra bit of quality to get them over the line. You know, you look at Glenfinn, you know, Aaron McGlynn with 3 points, Jared Ward with 4 points, Oren McGlynn got kicked 2 great 45s over the bar. He got 2 out of 3 45s. So, you know, there's some very good performances on the Glenfinn team. They really gave it all they had. But just that extra quality that Niamh Connell possessed was enough to get them over the line. I felt Kieran Thompson, particularly in the second half too, played really well in the middle of the field, gave them a platform to build on, and that was crucial for Niamh Connell driving forward. And Owen McGettigan, I really thought, stepped up to the plate today too for Niamh Connell, was excellent in the second half, scoring 4 points in total, I think 3 from player maybe, you know. So Niamh Connell will be happy that they've got through the semi-final, but they'll know they'll have to do more in a semi-final coming up against likely a Gidor, and if St. Junan's or a Kilcar, you know, that performance today may not be enough to get them across the line, but what better way to go into a semi-final than that, to know that you can make improvements.
Yeah, and unlike St. Junan's and perhaps Kilcar last night, Brendan, who had it rather comfortable in their respective quarterfinals, this was a real challenge for Niamh Connell today, and perhaps that's just what they need going into the semi-final.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, you can't prepare better, you know, than having a game like that against your neighbours and been asked, the question's been asked to you. That was the big thing today. Glenfinn asked the question of Niamh Connell. Niamh Connell, to be fair to them, responded when it mattered. But, you know, it is good preparation them going into next week. They didn't seem to pick up any injuries or knocks in the game today, so they'll be pulling from a full-strength squad. You know, we saw the strength and depth that they could bring into the field in the second half. And, you know, you even look at the likes of young Nathan Byrne coming on there and kicking a massive point there in the last few minutes. That was needed, you know. You just need them to keep ticking. All Niamh Connell needed to do once they went that 6 points up was keep the scoreboard ticking over. Glenfinn were throwing everything at them. They were going to get chances, and they did well in that respect, you know. And the late points, you know, from, as I said, from just bear with me, from Nathan Byrne, that late score from Nathan Byrne. You had the experienced Brendan McDyer, who kicked 3 great points from Niamh Connell with the left foot, you know, fantastic points. And Owen McGettigan in the last, them 3 scores in the last 5 or 6 minutes were crucial, just because every time Glenfinn were coming back at them, these points were kind of just been tagged on, so it meant that Glenfinn had more work to do.
Yeah, so the story of the game, Glenfinn off to such a good start, a couple of early scores for them from Oren McGlynn and Jared Ward free. There were 2 points and no score up. Eunan Doherty opened the scoring for Niamh Connell early on, but Daniel McGlynn responded with a point. It was 3-2 to Glenfinn thanks to a Charles McGuinness free, but Glenfinn were able to kick on with a couple more scores. Jared Ward with a free, Oren McGlynn from a 45. It was 5-2 at the midway point of the first half, and Glenfinn were looking good. But Niamh Connell, who had so much possession in those early stages, they eventually made one of those moves count with the game's, as it turns out, the only goal of the game. It was scored on 16 minutes from Charles McGuinness. He fights the high ball in close to goal, turned left-footed into the bottom corner, in past the dive of the Glenfinn goalkeeper, Liam O'Mara, and all of a sudden the sides were level 1-2 to 5 points. Brick Malloy kicked Niamh Connell in front 1-3 to 5 points, and then Owen McGettigan, who, as Brendan said, had such a good game here for Niamh Connell, scored a point to make it 1-4 to 5. By half-time, Niamh Connell's lead was 2 points, 1-5 to 6 points. and some might have thought that Niamh Connell would kick on in the second half and go on to win this game, perhaps even convincingly. But Glenfinn, to their credit, well, they thought differently. And early scores from Jared Ward and Karen McGlynn had the game back level, 1-5 to 8 points. But Niamh Connell's response was so impressive. A string of points, unanswered scores. Dermot Brick-Malloy, Jack McKelvey, Owen McGettigan among their scorers. And they stretched their lead out to 111 to 8 points. There was 6 points between them as we reached the midway point of the second half. They made a couple of changes then as well, just livened things up a wee bit. Owen McGlynn kicked a 45 for Glenfinn, got them back to within 5 points. And then we had 2 quick scores, both well-taken points, one from Aaron McGlynn and one from Ross Marley. And then all of a sudden the game was just down to a goal. It was 111 to 11 points as we continued through what was a hugely enjoyable second half. Then Owen McGettigan kicked an important score for Niamh Connell, and it just stemmed the tide for Niamh Connell at that stage, because Glenfinn were threatening to get back into this game. And as the game petered out, it was just a case of seeing it out for Niamh Connell. They got those important scores in the closing stages. Owen McGettigan with a well taken point, Brendan McDyer with a lovely score off the left foot, and substitute Nathan Byrne with a late score for Niamh Connell. In the end up, it finished in a victory for Niamh Connell, 114 to 13 points. A deserved victory, but credit to Glenfinn, they certainly put it up to the favourites here this afternoon in front of a big crowd at Park Niamh Columba, where it has finished. Niamh Connell, 1 goal and 14 points to Glenfinn's 13 points.